morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world. This is Front Boxing. You know who I am. This is Matt. My usual co-host, Ezra. He is not here. You know, it's a Monday night, so he's probably babysitting the kid right now. But this is Brunch Boxing, and we are here with a very, very special guest, one of the most talented boxers in the world, one of the best boxers in the 130-pound division. I'm talking about the WBO number one contender, Prince Albert. How you doing today, Albert?
I'm good. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on here, man. You know, I saw recently that you announced that you have a fight coming up. Just tell the people the fight date, and if you can, tell us the opponent, location, all that good stuff.
So, yeah, the fight is October 26th in Dallas, Texas at the K. Bailey Convention Center. I'll be fighting Ivan Guerrero. He's coming off of a knockout win just about a week ago. So we mixing it up for the WBO North American Championship and also the WBA International Championships at 130 pounds. It's a stacked card. It'll be televised on Pro Box TV. And yes, yeah, it's a nice big card. Got some heavy hitters on there with me as well.
Oh yeah, that's a great card. That is a great card, because I saw when you posted about it, I was like, wow, y'all going to have Albert Bell and Tony Harrison on the same card? Like, that's going to be a good look for boxing fans, man. Now, you're number one in the WBO, and you've been number one in the WBO for a while. What's going on with that situation? Like, why is it taking so long for you to get your title shot?
You know, it's politics in the sport, but we just stick it to the course. I've been the number one in WBO for like a year now, I believe. But Navarrete, he was granted the super champion status where he don't have to fight in the mandatories or number one contenders for a year. So that'll be up in February. So hopefully, you know what I mean, everything comes and falls in place after his fight with Oscar Valdez. If he's successful, or if Valdez wins, then hopefully we can mix it up first quarter of 2025 for the title.
Now, I know you said it's politics. Like, how does this work, though? Because usually, somebody's, I know with the IBF, you're number one, you're going to get your title shot. Like, what's going on with the WBO, where you've been number one for a year, but somehow you got bypassed, I think, like, twice for your mandatory title shot?
It's, every sanctioned body does it differently, you know. But I really can't explain it, how it goes, but you know, it's just boxing. That's just how boxing works in certain cases, you know, especially when you're not with the top promoters or things like that. But I'm just focused on this fight. Get past that, then. You know what I mean? We get to the table, sit down with Top Rank, and try to make this fight happen, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to stay hopeful and keep my spirits up and not get too down about it and just keep doing what I'm doing and getting these wins in dominant fashion.
No, 100%. I kind of feel like it's actually, like, I don't want to say the fault of the fans in the media, but I feel like the fans in the media should be pushing a lot harder, because you've obviously earned your position as the number one contender. Now, you have to fight a guy that's with Top Rank. You were with Top Rank previously, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was with Top Rank for about 7-8 fights, something like that.
Man, it's crazy how boxing politics works. Now, you're with Pro Box now. How did that deal come about with Pro Box?
I'm not with Pro Box. Actually, Gary Jonas was actually my first promoter when I first turned pro out to amateurs. But so I have a great relationship with them. But we just doing like we just brought them in on the TV side. I'm actually independent still. You know what I mean? I'm looking to do some business with Top Rank after this fight. We had some business set up for earlier this year with me and Jerry Anderson, main and co-main in our city of Toledo, Ohio. But he took the fight with the Turk on Terrence Crawford card, so that card got scrapped. So it kind of messed up a lot of the dates that Top Rank had that where I could have filled in as a co-main or main event type of situation. So basically, they just told me to stay busy. You know what I mean? Until they get the new dates of 2025 and everything will make more sense then. So so that's what we did. You know what I mean? We put a big card together. And myself and my team on the independent side, we always going to put ourselves in the best position. So we seen the NABO was out there vacant. We seen the WBA International was out there vacant. So we put our heads together and made that happen to get both of these titles on the line for this fight and also stack up a good card with myself, Tony Harrison, Mickey Bay, Tyler McCrory, and some more guys, you know what I mean, on the independent card to get the fans a good card and keep moving myself in better position to maintain my position.
Now while you are number one in the WBO, there are other champions in the division. You know, you have like Lamont Rhodes, you know, you have guys like that, Anthony Kachachi, however you say his name. Have you, like, try to contact one of them for a fight? Like, do they have any interest in fighting Albert Bell?
A couple of guys we talked, you know what I mean? Like, me and Lamont had talked a few times about it, you know what I mean? But it's all about what makes sense at the time. It's easy to say, you know what I mean, you'll fight such and such, but at the end of the day, it's all about the business, it's all about the money, and what a fight is going to offer you the most money or the best opportunity. So I don't think no guy is really interested in fighting me. I'm a tough fight for anybody in the division. So I know it's a more of I got to get up there and take my things by force. So that's why I keep putting myself in a position where I'm getting higher in rankings or grabbing these regional titles. So where I'd be number one in multiple sanctioning bodies or high ranked in top five in other sanctioning bodies besides just the WBO. So I give myself a better opportunity to, you know, to get a title shot with it, whether it's the WBO, the BC, the IBF, or the BA. I just want to be in striking range for any one of those. You know what I mean? I was supposed to get the WBO by now, but, hey, I got to keep moving and position myself in. And can't put my eggs all in one basket, so that's what I'll be on.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Now, you've been on like a three-fight knockout streak, man. Like, what's been going on, man? Where's the sudden burst of power coming from that you starting to not leave it up to the judges?
Always could hit. It's just I had hand problems. I had real bad hand problems. So I finally went to a hand doctor a couple years ago. He told me what the problem was. We got that figured out. And it's just now I'm more confident in my power and knowing I could crack a guy. And, you know what I mean, and just be more comfortable, really let my hands go full blast without having a fear in the back of my mind of injury or hurting them or stuff like that. So it's just a more of a comfortability thing. And just experience, you know, just getting experience and getting comfortable, really being all the way a full professional now, you know what I mean? And just really sitting down, man, and just trying to really bang on them guys and get them out of there. You know, I'm a more of a boxer and a more of a thinking type of fighter, so I knew more. When I started getting the 10 and 12-round fights, I would start getting more knockouts anyway, opposed to guys that's coming out, stopping them guys in 2-3 rounds. I need time to break guys down, but these last couple fights have been early knockouts, so I really don't know, but I just believe I credit to my hands being healthy and I'm being confident enough to, you know what I mean, to believe in my power and strength and just really go in there and just do my thing.
No doubt, man. It's been a joy to watch, man. I've watched like, I want to say like your last 11 fights or so, because one of my guys put me on to you because he said that you're from like the Ohio area and that,
yes, sir.
The boxing is crazy out there. So just talk to me about the like Ohio boxing scene, like who you came up with out there.
I came up with man, see, we came up under Ricardo Williams and him. He was like the best boxer in the world to me at the time. But like the Rashi Warrens, Adrian Bronner, Robert Easter Jr., myself, Jared come under me, Tyler McCrory is, let me see, Sean Porter was a little older than us, but we all was in the same amateur tournaments and things like that as far as Ohio. But yeah, I got a lot of experience with a lot of top boxers though, but out of the Ohio scene, I would say those guys.
Yeah. Do you still tap into the Ohio boxing scene?
Oh, for sure. I still live in Ohio, so yeah, I'm Yeah, I'm around it 24/7.
Who would you say are some of the guys that maybe we should be looking out for coming out of Ohio?
I would say the amateurs, for real. Like, the amateurs coming up is going to be crazy coming out, because the guys that, you know what I mean, already making a mark in the pros is the ones I got go without me saying, you know, as far as the Abdullah Masons and Jared Andersons and things like that. Pretty Boy Wayne, Bam Bam Wayne Lawrence, he's coming up. It's a lot of guys that's undefeated, but mostly the ones that's in the pros already known for the most part. So I would say this next crop of amateurs that looking to turn pro in the next few years is going to be so many of them, because they going crazy in amateurs right now.
No doubt. Now, what made you like want to go like the independent route? Like, do you like promote other fighters, or you just promote yourself?
I promote myself, but I give a lot of other guys opportunities, you know what I mean, to get on cards and stuff with me. You know what I mean? So, but what made me go to the independent route, because I was tired of Stay Busy fights with Top Rank at the time. I just couldn't get those guys in the ring. They would give me the fight. They would offer me the fights. I would say, yeah, and then guys would just never fight me. So it was just a frustration thing. And I was like, let me step back and take advantage of my own career instead of just sitting around being not getting opportunities, letting these guys pass me by, and we all with the same promoter and stuff, and I'm winning or got a better record or whatever the case may be. So I just it was a mutual agreement to just separate for while I figured it out, and I just started working the rankings, you know what I mean, and put myself in position. And we just always kept the relationship good, so when it made sense, it makes sense for us to do business. So I think that's that time now. So after this fight, we're supposed to do some business. You know what I mean? So we just have to see. But as far as me promoting other guys, I only promote myself right now. But I have a management team, and we give a lot of guys opportunities to get on cards and stay busy and position them as well.
Okay. No doubt. Now, you obviously are looking to fight the winner of Navarrete versus Valdez. Do you have any other fighters maybe in or around your division that's on your hit list? Like, if you give me like a few names that's on your hit list.
For sure I want the winner out of those guys, but any of the champions, I'm open to fighting any world champion or any guy that's like higher than me in the rankings in other sanctioned bodies, or any guy that's undefeated, that makes sense. I'm not looking at no guys that's 12-0 or 30, you know what I mean, anything like that. But if it up in like the 18-0s range and up, I'll fight any of them guys, but definitely the champions. So I would like to fight, you know, guys like Lamont Roach, Oscar Valdez, Navarrete, Oshaki Foster. I can't think of the guy name. I can't pronounce his name right. Anthony. Guy got the IBF. Just any of those guys that make sense, you know what I mean? I really don't have like a hit list, but when I get those belts, I want the other one. So I guess that'd be my hit list. So my hit list is the champions or any guys that make sense. I don't got no picks.
I completely understand that, man. I'm hoping that you get this fight with the winner, Navarrete versus Valdez. Like, you know, I've been watching.
Me too, man.
You know, it's about time. You know, you've been a pro since, yes, what, 2013, like 11 years now.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. Even though I had a 2-year layoff, though, so. I had a 2-year layoff, so it'll be really been actively about 9. But still, it's long for an undefeated fighter, you know what I mean? That I should have got a title shot by now, for sure. But, you know what I mean? That's a credit to my skill as well, you know what I mean? A lot of guys, you know what I mean? It's big risk, little reward over here. So I know how the game works.
Listen, I'm sure that they put you in there sometimes with guys that they weren't expecting you to beat. They probably weren't too happy with the result.
Yeah, that's what it'd be. It's a curse and a blessing. Like, I was supposed to get a title shot in 2019, because the guy that they put me in there with, he was supposed to get it, the Andy Vincia's guy. He was 22-0 and defended the WBC Continental like 3 times. And I was like 14-0. We fought on the Tyson Fury card. Defeated him my first 10-rounder. Jamil Herron got in the ring because he was the champ at the time, or whatever the case may be. We were supposed to fight, but that fight didn't never materialize. And from there on out, it was like a curse and a blessing, you know what I mean? And I just, that's how I go.
I completely understand. That was actually the fight that I had in mind when I had said that. Because I remember he was like 24-1 when you fought him. You beat him. It looked pretty easily, if you ask me. But who would you say has been your toughest opponent so far in your career?
I would say that just because of the learning experience and just coming in on a B side for the first time in my career, you know what I mean, fighting at the MGM on a Tyson Fury card, live on ESPN, stuff like that. So it was just a lot. I wouldn't say the fight was hard, but it was just the most challenging, you know what I mean? It was just a different mental aspect, you know what I mean? I never fought past 6 rounds, so that was my first 10-rounder against a guy that was had way more experience than me, was a favorite to win, and stuff like that. So it was just the whole total of it was that was probably the most challenging of my career so far.
Since you've become a free agent, like an independent fighter, have you, like, garnered any interest from any of the other promotional outlets, like whether it be, like, PBC or Matchroom or Golden Boy or something like that?
Yeah, I talked to pretty much everybody, but it's just at the point now, it just got to make sense, you know what I mean? Because if I could just save God, if it did work, how it would have worked, how it should have worked without the politics, me becoming number one and get my shot, and I take the title, get the title, you know what I mean? I could damn near take the title anywhere. You know what I mean? So it just got to make sense when it comes to talking business-wise. You know what I mean? And they got to have... Do they got the other belts in the division? Do they got top 30s and they stable and stuff like... Can they... You know what I mean? So it got to just... It just can't be just because it's a top promoter that I'm going to go with them because they got some TV dates. They got to make sense because they just... I could just be signed to somebody, but still not fighting anybody or not getting an opportunity to get a title shot or a unify or stuff like that. So everything got to make sense from as far as the money, the titles, the opposition they got, the stable, and the position they could put me in.
How have you been able to deal with the frustration of not getting your title shot yet, even though you've been number one for a while now?
Just keep working. Just stay, you know what I mean? Just keep staying, doing what I love to do, box, train, be in the gym, put fights on in my city, put other guys on, get opportunities, and just, you know what I mean, keep striving and networking and going to these conventions and showing up at these big fights and doing interviews and stuff like this with guys like yourself and your brand, you know what I mean? Just keep working, not getting too salty about it, hanging my head about it, because I live by a quote, what's delayed is not denied, so I know my time coming. I just got to be ready for it for when it does come.
No, 100%, man. Like I said, like, I think, like, fans and media like or, you know, because it's like, you've been number one for a while, you undefeated, you fought whoever they put in front of you, and you showed and proved time and time again. Now, obviously, you're going to be fighting October 26th. How'd that come about, like, fighting in the Dallas area?
Like I said, we're always trying to just find the best opportunity for myself, you know what I mean? It came across the table, you know what I mean? My manager asked about some guys. They got just trying to put something big together. They wanted me to make main event. They told the concept was going to be USA versus Mexico. Would I be interested in it? And I told them, yeah. So we got the numbers figured out. And then when they started drawing up the card, I put a couple guys on that I wanted. Then they started getting some other big names on there. And next thing you know, it was a full package. Then we locked in a TV with Pro Box to get the streaming going worldwide and stuff like that. And the rest was history. So now we're here. We had to push the date back from October 5th to October 26th because there was a miscommunication with the convention center and Ticketmaster. We got that all squared away, and now we locked and loaded, and ready for October 26th.
Did the tickets for your event go on sale yet?
Yeah, they on sale on the just an exclusive site right now, but they'll be live on Ticketmaster and Groupon this Friday.
Okay, so for those out there, I know we got quite a few people from Texas that's listening. I see you, Blair, down there. So make sure y'all go get y'all tickets. They come out on Friday, man. Do you watch boxing, or you just, you know, worry about working in the gym and stuff like that? Do you actually follow the sport?
You know, I love boxing. I'm watching boxing all the time. I mean, I grew up in the gym, so I'm coming from a boxing family, so. I love watching boxing. I'm going to mostly I'm at all the fights that's big, you know what I mean? Or got some guys I got to go support. Or I'm at amateur boxing shows, showing up to the kids, or going to the big tournaments, or I'm just in the gym or I'm watching boxing, you know what I mean? If it's boxing on, I'm shuffling. I got a fight on one thing, on my streaming on my phone, or I'm watching on TV or something. But I definitely keep a close eye on sport.
So are you going to be watching this Saturday? You know, Canelo Berlanga, Fulton coming back. You got Danny versus Lara. You got quite a few fights on Saturday.
Yeah, I think I'm about to fly out there, actually. So I might be going to that fight. And then it's some other fights that weekend, too, as well. Thomas Matisse versus Rocky Hernandez. Got to go to that fight and support my guy, Thomas from Cleveland. So it's some good fights on this weekend for sure. So I'm definitely going to be watching. If I'm not there, I'll be watching on the closed stream somewhere.
Do you give Berlanga any chance against Canelo? Because I know everybody think Canelo going to cook him. You think Berlanga got a chance?
I mean, I'm happy he got his opportunity, you know what I mean? But to be honest, I don't see him beating him. You know what I mean? He gets a puncher's chance, but I think just Canelo's just overall too experienced and just on a different level, to be honest.
Yeah. What about the fight with Danny and Lara? I know Lara's, he's 41, but he's still punching on people right now. And obviously,
Danny's that's a difficult fight. That's definitely it. That's one of the fights I really don't know how to see how it's gonna go, because Lara has been sitting, haven't been moving as much, and I guess his footwork is, I mean, he's older, so he's not moving around as much, but so he's letting his hands go a little more. Danny looked good at 54. He was boxing to move around with the big guys. It's a tough fight. They both got a lot of ring rust, I know for sure. So it's really just which one's gonna show up at the best of their ability, but I really don't know how that one's gonna go, to be honest. But I if I had to go, I would lean towards Lara, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I honestly was thinking that too. Like, I'm a big fan of Danny, like but
me too.
I feel like Lara been cooking people lately, man. Listen, you and Lara, I don't know what's been going on with y'all, but y'all on this knockout streak, y'all just been punching on people.
Yeah, because Lara always had the skill. He just used to, I think he used to overmove. A lot of Cuban fighters tend to do that. Like, Riggin, y'all used to do it a lot. Like, they tend to overmove sometimes. And I think down that he's older, he's settling down a little more because he can't move just as fluently as he did. Now he's letting them hands go and he's getting them more action-packed and better results. So, but I'm more of a fan of Danny Garcia as far as their whole career-wise. But in this fight, I would kind of lean towards Lara because he's a much bigger man naturally, longer. It's a tough fight, though.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough fight, man. But I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see this whole week. I know it's going to be a big boxing week because, you know, you got the pro box card on Wednesday with Lester Martinez. Like you said, you got your man Thomas Matisse against Rocky Hernandez.
Rocky Hernandez, yeah.
It's going to be a great boxing week this week, man.
For sure. For sure.
Do you have time to take any questions from listeners? Sometimes the listeners like to come up, you know, talk to the fighters directly.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so like I said, if any of you guys got any questions you want to ask to Albert, like, feel free to send a request now. You know, he was gracious enough with his time to join us on short notice too. We put this together like pretty quickly, to be honest. So, you know, anybody got any questions for Albert? You know, feel free to lock in right now. You know, I see my man Mike Fox down there. Shout out to you, Mike. I see. Yo, hold on. Let me see if Mike can talk right now, because Mike. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that Mike was at like 160 now. I thought I saw that. But that he can't be at 160 now. Like, I know he's tall, but usually Mike was like 147 ish. But I don't know, my man Trey's here. Hey, Trey, what's going on, Trey? You're on with Bunch Boxing, you're on with Albert Bell. What's going on, Trey?
What's up, man? Hey, peace, big homie. No question for real. I'm just waiting for that fight day to come through for you. Appreciate what you do. I'm from Ohio as well, Columbus to be exact. So I've been watching. I appreciate what you do, how you go about your business. And we just waiting for that big fight to come. Peace to you, big homie.
Yeah, no doubt.
Most definitely. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I always come down to Columbus all the time and spar and stuff, and I gotta keep my guys from there. That's need the opportunities. I'd be putting some guys on Columbus on the card too. So I'm really tapped in with Columbus for sure.
What part of Ohio are you from?
I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo. Oh, that's where what's the guy's name? Bunny.
Yeah, Robert Easter. Yeah. Me, Jared Anderson. It's a couple of us from up here. So it's a lot of us, to be honest. But yeah, definitely a fight town.
Okay. Ohio's been producing some really good boxers, man. For years. It's crazy what's going on out there, man.
And real quick, I'll piggyback off what he said as far as the amateurs are concerned. Ohio coming. Like, Ohio's about to be they're already a problem, but it's really about to be a problem once all these young guys get developed and get to their pro status. It's gonna be some real problems coming out of Ohio.
Yeah, for sure. We got like 40 kids just in Toledo alone that's ranked in like the top three in every division, like that they in, like every bracket, or like it's so many of them, all of them, multiple national. It's crazy.
For sure.
Yo, what's going on, James? You're on Brunch Boxing right now, James. How you doing today?
Man, we good, man. Thanks for having me. Quick question for you, Albert. So, what you ended up going that independent route, do you view that as like a gift and curse? You know, being that you kind of felt like you had to, but at the same time, like a lot of boxers aren't able to be successful or see the success and put on the events that you have in doing that.
Yeah, I would say that. It's just, it made sense for me, you know what I mean? Because I know my position and I could sell out in the city and I got the means to do so and make, you know what I mean, the connection to make that happen. But if you were the promoter, a top promoter, and you're not able to, sometimes you might have to just stick it out and wait to it, you know what I mean? But even with me doing shows and staying active and moving up the rankings and stuff while being independent, it still was a curse for me at the same time, because I'm still going to get blackballed when it comes to a guy that's promoted by a top promoter versus the guy that's, you know what I mean, could take the belt and do whatever with it, or don't have the TV backing or the financial backing of a top ranker, Golden Boy, a PBC. So even when it comes to that, I missed out on certain opportunities. But but if it makes sense for you, I would say go for it. But you got to know when the time to come back to the table as well, you know?
Yeah, that make a lot of sense. And I'm not trying to fly you through your career, but like post-career, because of like, you know, the business acumen that you have gained, do you see yourself, you know, staying active on the business end, on the business side of things?
I would like to, if I'm fortunate enough, you know what I mean? Yeah, that would, like, you know what I mean? Because it used to be a saying back in the day, but I don't know how true it is anymore, because they don't want to fight as our promoters now, but he used to say fighters don't fuck other fighters when they become promoters, you know what I mean? So I would like to help guys, you know what I mean, and be in a position and do a little different things and just be in a sport that I love and that I've been in my whole life and gave to me what I gave to it. So I would definitely like to stay in the sport in one way or another, whether I'm commentating, coaching, or promoting something. I want to do something in boxing after my career for sure.
That's what's up, bro. I appreciate you answering my question. Appreciate you too, Matt.
Most definitely.
No doubt, James. Now, Albert, you've been at 130 for a while. Is that just the weight class you're going to settle at for the rest of your career, or you might be looking to move up or move down?
Yeah, no. I've been here the whole time. I've been here because it makes sense for the time being. You know what I mean? The money is at lightweight. You know what I mean? That's where the big fight's at. But if I'm getting screwed around at 130 right now and I'm number one, so if I go to 35 right now, I'm going to drop from one to like in the top 10, like somewhere at 8, 7, 9. So I got to fight 3-4 more times to get back to where I'm at and see if I've got to go through the same thing again. So if I win a title at 30 or I unify at 30, whatever case may be what I want to do, then I move up with the title and I'm automatically number one again and I'm positioned. So it's like a little shortcut to get to the bigger fight. So I just got to take care of my business here at 30, God willing. And then let's see what's going on at 30. But I see myself 35. But I see myself, one of my careers, I probably end up at 140. I'm 6 feet tall, so I could carry the weight well at whether it's 35, 40, or whatever. But I just got to take care of business at 30 to put myself in a position to go up to 35 and get in them big fights.
Yeah. I completely understand that, man. There's like a lot of heavy hitters at 135, man.
For sure.
You got Score, you got Tank, you know. Well, that's really good. Loma Tank, because he's on his way out. But, you know, you got Keyshawn. You got a couple people at 135 that might be interesting. You ever, like, thought about maybe trying to lock in a fight with one of these guys? Because I see Joe Cordina came up from 130 to get a Score fight. You ever try to lock in with one of these guys?
No, I ain't trying to lock in the guys at 35, but at when certain fighters at 30, then yeah. But I haven't really been looked at 35. I mean, went up trying to fight nobody at 35 because I know it's not. I try to be a realist. You know what I mean? I try to be real as possible in my head and what's going to make sense for myself and as far as them, like would they do that. Like, man, if I was in a position where I'm world champion, would I fight a guy that's 6 foot coming up to 135 that never had fought for a title or whatever the case may be, and I'm selling this or I'm selling that, I got this much going. So, big risk or reward. So, I'll try to be real with myself before I just, you know what I mean? So, but I know if I win at 30 and get the belts and I vacate them, I'm going to be number one at 35. So, then when we get to 35, I'm open to fight whoever.
No doubt. Now we got some new players in boxing right now. Obviously, we got. Do you ever see yourself maybe on TikTok, or you good where you're at?
Man, I would love to go over there. They paying. I would love to go over there, and they really support the fighters over there. So I would love to go over there. Send me, whether it's Saudi, UK, whatever. I'm with it.
Man, no, that's true. That is true, man. But just tell the people.
Yo, you I went out for a second. I couldn't hear you.
Oh yeah, I would just tell the people where they can find you at on your social media platforms, website. I know I saw that you got a sponsorship opportunity. Tell me about the sponsorship opportunity that you're doing.
Yes, sponsorship opportunity as far as like just promotional. You know what I mean? Putting the patches on, you know what I mean? And promoting it on my social media for any brands that need some eyes and stuff like that. It's a help me, help you, help us situation that I offer for my fights. You know what I mean? I usually do be successful with it, but I usually got a lot of sponsors, but always open the floor to new business partners or networking opportunities. So I just posted that. But far as you can find me on Instagram at Albert Prince Bell, Facebook Albert Prince Bell, and on here at Albert Bell 419. So that's my social handles.
Okay. Yeah, and I heard from my guy that you're going to be on the Boxing Source this Sunday.
I just talked to him. Yeah, we just talked just when I was talking to you. We just put it all together, just how we just put this together. So so we're going to do that Sunday. Look forward to that. And, that's about it for real, man. Just keep staying training, getting this training camp together and doing these interviews so my voice could be heard and my name could get out there.
No doubt, man. Listen, I appreciate you for joining me, man, you know, especially on short notice, you know. I know it's a treat for a lot of my listeners because they've really been asking me. Somebody actually asked me about what was going on with you today earlier.
My man Mike just messaged me in here. He messaged me about you. So that's when I liked the thing. You got in DM. So Mike, the one that really brought it back to my attention today. So I hit you. I mean, I hit the thing and then we got on DM and got on it. So Mike kind of made it happen. He right here and listening as well. So that's a childhood friend of mine. And he definitely asked me about you today. So that's what I said. We better go ahead and make this happen real quick.
No, listen, I appreciate it, man, because like we try to shine light on all fighters, man. I know everybody only focused on, you know, the Canelos, the Tangs, mm-hmm. the Joshuas, but it's a lot of great fighters in the sport, man. So we just try to you know, shine a light on everybody, man.
Most definitely. And I appreciate y'all for having me, you know what I mean, giving everybody, all the fighters that's out there, a platform, you know what I mean, to be heard and draw awareness to themselves, their career, and what they got going on. So major shout out to you.
I appreciate you, man. That was Albert Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Albert Bell. We're going to be back later this week. I got a special interview coming up with Angelo Leo this week. So you guys look out for that. You know, new champion Angelo Leo just, you know, won his championship against Bernardo Lopez. So y'all make sure y'all tap in for that. We got a lot of content coming up this week. Tomorrow, me and Ezra, we are dropping our greatest Mexican versus Puerto Rico fights of all time. Damn, we got a lot of stuff coming up this week, man. You know, obviously the grand arrivals for Canelo Alvarez, Edgar Berlanga are tomorrow. Then you got the main press conference on Wednesday. So you're going to be hearing a lot from Brunch Boxing every day this week. You know, when it's a big fight week, you know Brunch Boxing got you covered. So make sure you guys go to the Brunch Boxing website at brunchboxing.com. Hit us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars. You know, get your Brunch Boxing t-shirts. You know, we got them t-shirts for sale. Make sure y'all hit me up, hit Mike up. And as always, you guys know, y'all can always hit the Cash App. The Cash App is always open, baby. We always open for business. Cash App is in the profile. You know, I appreciate you guys for joining me. This has been another edition of Brunch Boxing. My usual co-host is Ezra Boxing. I'm Matt. We are Brunch Boxing. And we're out.